ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 84 द सेजेस टीचिंग्स एट कुरुक्षेत्र टेक्स्ट नंबर 23। नयम् विदन्ति अमी भूपा नयम् विदन्ति अमी भूपा एका रामश्च वृष्णया माया जवनिकाचन्नम् आत्मानं कालमीश्वरम् नयम् विदन्ति अमी भूपा एका रामश्च वृष्णया माया जवनिकाचन्नम् आत्मानं कालमीश्वरम् नयम् विदन्ति अमी भूपा एका रामश्च वृष्णया माया जवनिकाचन्नम् आत्मानं कालमीश्वरम् आत्मानं कालमीश्वरम् नयम् विदन्ति अमी भूपा रामश्च वृष्णया माया जवनिकाचन्नम् आत्मानं कालमीश्वरम् माताजीस् नयम् विदन्ति अमी भूपा एका रामश्च विष्णयो माया जवनिकाचन्नम् आत्मानं कालमीश्वरम् नयम् विदन्त्यमी भूपा एका रामश्च वृष्णया माया जवनिकाचन्नम् आत्मानं कालमीश्वरम् न नॉट यम हूम विदन्ति नो अमी दीस भूपा किंग्स एका टुगेदर आरामः हु एंजॉय च एंड विष्णया द वृष्णीस माया ऑफ द डिवाइन पावर ऑफ इल्यूजन जवनिका बाय द कर्टेन आचन्नम कवर्ड Atmanam, the Supreme Soul. Kalam, time. Ishwaram, the Supreme Controller. Translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Neither these kings, nor even the Vrishnis, who enjoy your intimate association, know you as the soul of all existence, the force of time, and the supreme controller. For them, you are covered by the curtain of Maya. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that Lord Krishna's family, the Vrishnis, were too familiar with him to realize that he is the super soul residing in the heart of every created being. And those kings at Kurukshetra, who are not devotees of Krishna, could not recognize him as time, the annihilator of everything. Devotees and non-devotees are both covered by Maya, but in different ways. For the materialists, Maya is illusion. But for the Vaishnavas, she acts as Yoga Maya, the internal potency, who covers their appearance, their awareness of the Supreme Lord's majesty, and engages them in His eternal pleasure pastimes. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, the unassembled radio Vaishnavas and the online Vaishnavas, those who are paying their attention to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord Krishna. And especially the 10th canto, among all the cantos, is the face of Krishna. So this is our Facebook. And I have no authority to comment on this. But what we can do is like some of the aspects of the things that are there and try to share them with all the Vaishnavas here. But the acharyas have given elaborate commentaries, elaborate comments, and generally in a newspaper article or something, we are generally more interested on the comments on the article than the article. And here on this particular purport, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami have given very beautiful purports, and based on that, I'll just try to share some things. So Jiva Goswami says that the Vrishnis, the family members of Krishna, they could not recognize who is this person standing in front of them as not as the Supreme Lord, but as a very kind and affectionate family member. So because of affection, Maya, here the word that was used is Maya Javanika Acharnam. And Maya has many meanings, like yesterday Shamanand was explaining. So one of the meanings of Maya is affection. So because they were covered by affection, they could not see Krishna as the Paramatma, that is, who is residing in everyone's heart. And because the kings were also covered by another type of Maya, and that covering is that of ignorance. And because of ignorance, the kings could not recognize Krishna as the time factor. Because as kings, they were accumulating so much properties here. And the word that is used is Bhupa. Bhupa means somebody who tries to acquire and control more and more land. And the Vrishnis, of course, are not Gopa, but they come into that category. So here Gopa are there, one or covered boys or family members of Krishna, they are covered by affection. And the Bhupa are there, the kings, that are covered by ignorance. And why exactly does the Lord cover himself? And even in Kunti's prayers, the same exact word is used. Not many times in the scriptures the words come, this the phrase comes as it is. But the Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam verse comes in the Bhagavad Gita and also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. And within the Bhagavatam, this phrase comes twice. Even Kunti Maharani says that, I am not able to recognize you because you are covered. Maya Javanika Channam. Nato Natya Darayata. Although you are playing so many roles, so many forms you are coming, we are not able to recognize because we are covered by the family attachments and different kinds of illusions. The translation of that verse is also very beautiful. I'll just like to read that translation. Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. So we also see sometimes the curtain doesn't open. So when the curtain doesn't open, what does it mean? That means either the temple hall is not yet ready for the Lord's welcoming, some cleaning is going on, or some drama is going on, something is happening. Or inside there is a drama going on. Inside there is a lot of things that are going on, because of which the curtain is not opened. So same way, the Lord doesn't open his curtain because either the world is not ready for him, for that form of the Lord to be manifest. And even this screen or curtain is also used in investigation. When the FBI or the different intelligence agencies have to catch a criminal, say some molestation case or something, so they use a screen, and this is a one-sided screen. The one-sided screen is that the criminals can be seen by the victim. Say the girl is there or some family is there. They can see the criminal. The criminals are put in front and they are asked, is this the person that molested you or did crime on you? And because the criminal cannot see, so they are more confident to identify, to acknowledge, yes. Otherwise, baad mein wo bahar niklega. Like Hiranyakashipu, when he was fighting with Narasimhadev, all the demigods were hiding and seeing, because in case Hiranyakashipu sees them, then they will be in trouble, that they were watching the fun. Same way, the witnesses don't like to acknowledge when they know that this person is acknowledged. So there also the curtain is used. And also at homes, we use curtains. Generally the curtain is there at the main entrance or the gate is there. Sometimes the entry to the door is so covered up that only those who know actually know where the door is. One of our guest rooms, the entry to the toilet is very mysterious because it looks like a almera. And the person, when he enters inside, he is confused, where is the toilet? So sometimes you cover over so that not everybody enters. And generally when you enter the house, there is also a drawing room or a meeting room where different official personalities may come and meet. But if the person is really close, then you take him inside another curtain. There is an inner curtain. And inside the curtain is his real family, real house. The same way the first curtain is like that of covered by ignorance, where Krishna doesn't want to reveal even his official form. But then when the person is really close and he really wants to have intimate exchanges, then he takes them through the other curtain, where the unofficial, totally informal personality of them is revealed. And even in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Absolute Truth is revealed in three stages or in three ways: Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So sometimes Prabhupada used to say this, that it is not that the Lord is covered by the curtain, but we are covered by the curtain. Like Prabhupada used to give this example of the sun. When we sometimes on a cloudy day, we can't see the sun. It seems that the clouds are covering the sun. But if you go beyond the clouds have no way that they can cover the sun. But it is our vision, or we are covered by the clouds. Same way Krishna is not covered, but he uses the Maya potency to cover us for different reasons. Therefore Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Ye yatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam. He reveals to somebody as per the extent of surrender and love you have for that person. Even science is trying to uncover the mysteries of the world. What is there behind all this show, what are the laws that are governing. And science, although they are trying to measure so much, still they are unable to understand what exactly is the reality. Like there was one professor in astrophysics in one university, and a alumni of him, a student of him, he went to meet him after 10 years. And after 10 years, when he went to meet him, the professor was correcting the papers, the latest exam papers. So the student got curious. Sir, can I see what are the new theories or what are the new question papers you are giving? Sir, of course you can take them and see. And the student, the alumni, took the question papers and saw. And to his surprise, they were the exact same questions that he had got 10 years back. So generally questions all leak. Sometimes before the exam, sometimes many times after the exam. There is like one website in India known as examBaba.com, which has all the question papers of all the colleges, engineering, medical, commerce, everything, and all the solutions also. So he asked that this is a very prominent college. Did not the questions leak? You are asking the same questions. So the professor very confidently replied, I don't mind the questions leaking because every year the answers change. So the questions don't change because astrophysics, newer and newer theories are coming. The answers change every year. So first they said there were no black holes. Now when I was studying the brief history of time, so much description on black holes. And now again a new theory has come that black holes don't exist. So science is always trying to uncover and understand, go beyond the curtain and see, but they are not able to see. Come to the proper conclusion. Why? Because the attempt to understand in science is motivated by an attempt to control. And when the motivation is that of control, then Krishna doesn't reveal himself. Even any person, when somebody tries to understand you, what you do, to manipulate, to exploit you, then you are very careful to reveal yourself to him. Same way when the living entity has the exploitative mentality or wanting to control, and we want to understand the atom so that we can control the atomic energy. We want to understand the weather forecasting so that we can control the weather. Everything in science, all the understanding is motivated by the controlling mentality. And as soon as this controlling mentality comes, then we close down. Like typically in Bollywood movies, the mafia first tries to find out, ye hero ko to kuch kar nahi sakte, but what are his weaknesses? Who are his family members? And generally he traps the family members so that the hero can be controlled. Same way the living entity tries to understand what are the energies of God so that he can control God and he can attempt to manipulate the Lord. And therefore now, when somebody puts the kidnappers, when they want to kidnap some child, first they go to their Facebook account. Because on Facebook account everything is posted. Oh, this is my school, this is my gym, this is my playground. And they get to know, because they also post what timing the post came. So they know the whole thing. Where exactly is this guy, this child at different times. And then they plan the trap accordingly. So the point is that when there is a exploitative controlling mentality, then we don't try to reveal, and we are very careful to reveal. So that's why generally when a newcomer or somebody who is not part of the whole thing comes, so it is presented as a system or as a department or as a impersonal energy. We have to tell somebody that aapka jo application hai, approve nahi hua. Like there is a famous saying, man proposes and management disposes. So when you have to tell somebody, arey aapka proposal jo hai reject ho gaya. So you don't say who exactly in that department exactly rejected. What do you say? Arey system didn't accept your application, or the admin rejected, or the department rejected. Because you don't want to deal with that person, he is not so intimate with you. But say a very senior member of the congregation or of the temple comes and, arey kya hua? Why didn't I get the vehicle, or why didn't I get the room? Then you have to go into more details. You can't just say that the department didn't agree or the system didn't come. And here the bewilderment of the sages at Kurukshetra it was like a mass mela. Everybody was coming there because of the solar eclipse. But more than the solar eclipse, there was the appearance of Krishna, the Prabhu Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. And it is very difficult to find him. So this was the appropriate time where everybody could come to Kurukshetra to see the Supreme Lord. So more than the disappearance of the sun, the bigger attraction was the appearance of the Lord there. And everybody was going there, the Dwarakavasis, the Pandavas, and the sages also from their forests. The news reached the forests also. And they said, chalo, let us go to Kurukshetra. The Lord is there. And sages were so much anticipating because they are trying to meditate and see the Supreme Lord. And now they get to know that Krishna is there. And when they go with so much anticipation to see Krishna, Krishna's response totally bewilders them. Krishna, he welcomes them, he gives so much worship to them, and he asks very humble questions to them. So sages get bewildered. So to give a parallel to that, in today's context, this is a real story. One of our brahmacharis, he was from the North India. Not here, in some other temple. And being from North India, he was always... There were in the 80s, 90s, the many movies that came out, and one especially was his favorite actress or favorite heroine. And then he came to Bombay, and when he came to Bombay, slowly devotees gave him books, and then he became a brahmachari. And when he became a brahmachari, one day the invitation came, oh, this particular heroine is calling all of us to their home. Now it was his childhood dream to someday meet her. To enter the movie house was difficult when her movies came out. But now to enter her house, it was beyond his range of expectations. So then he prepared himself, got the best of the clothes, and went to this lady's house. And when he went to this lady's house with so much anticipation that, okay, my dream is coming true to see this lady in person with my eyes. And this lady, as soon as they enter, she comes and touches his feet, this brahmachari's feet. So that was even a big shocker. अरे उनको देखना दुर्लभ था, लेकिन अभी वो आके मेरा पैर छू रही है. So something like that with the sages. It was difficult to see Krishna, but now because the sages are carrying Krishna, just like this devotee was carrying Krishna, somebody who was his worshipable lord or goddess is coming and bowing down to him. Same way Krishna, to show to the world what is the proper etiquette, he is coming and bowing down to the sages, just offering aarti to them, argya to them. So the sages were bewildered. And in any relationship, if the person is totally predictable, the romance or the thrill goes off. You know what exactly this person does. But with Krishna, the thrill never goes off, because Krishna is an unpredictable, but always makes sure that the thrill of the devotee only increases. And it is said there are five types of vision, and in two types of vision we will be able to see the Supreme Lord, and in the other three types of vision we won't be. We won't be able to see the Supreme Lord. The first type of vision, because of which we can't see the Krishna, is that is known as defective vision. Our vision is itself defective. Now in when we do the journey of self-discovery, there also we speak about that how our senses are imperfect. We can't see beyond some range, we can't hear beyond some limits. So because the senses are imperfect, whatever we see is defective. Now another meaning of defective vision is, we are always trying to find defects in people or faults in people. So that is also another type of defective vision. And with that type of vision, when we try to go to see Krishna, then Krishna doesn't reveal. One is because of imperfect senses that we have got. Another is the mentality to always find faults. And then there is another vision known as selective vision. Selective vision is from the, just like imperfect senses, the brain only chooses to see some part of the information, some part of the world. It cannot focus on everything at the same time. Because in one moment to just take all this data, all this information that is there outside, it would be beyond the range of the mind's capacity. So it just focuses on limited capacity and tries to see. And therefore wherever we see, it is clear, but only at that time the vision is there. All other places it is blurred up. Just like a pixelated image, the other parts of the reality are blurred. So now in science, they are having these VR cameras, virtual reality cameras, or they are known as 360 degree cameras, where say football match is going on. Generally you see one particular football player being playing and the camera moves. But this recording is that it records the whole match. And it is upon you where you want to see. There are these big glasses that you have to wear. And wherever you see, it appears that the match is going there. Okay, you want to see the goalkeeper, what is he doing, is sleeping or just waiting when the ball will come, or you want to see the actual match. Wherever, so it's like as if you are there. But the amount of data that has to be taken is enormous. It goes into terabytes. So the eyes or the brain has limited capacity to focus on some information. Therefore, it is selected and selectively the data is taken. Same way our mentality is also that of to selectively see good or bad in people based on our liking. If we like somebody, then no matter how bad he is, we selectively see only the good vision, good part of it. And if we hate somebody, and no matter how good he is, we'll try to just see something that is bad in him. Like Ramachandra Puri was trying to see Lord Chaitanya, ants are going. So his focus was on that ants. So that is selective vision of trying to only see good or bad based on your liking. Then the third is known as corrective vision. Corrective vision is where you think that you see defects, you see mistakes in people, but you also think that you have the power to correct everything or anything. Many have this thing that why the world is not functioning properly, because they don't hear me. They don't take to my suggestions, and I have the solution for all problems in the world. And they just have to. So because of this corrective vision, we try to even trying to give some solution to everything that is under the sun. We have to be honest that I cannot help everybody, or I cannot save everyone. So this being, trying to being the savior or trying to rectify everyone's mistakes, so that kind of corrective vision also doesn't help us to see the Supreme Lord. Because some issue comes, then instead of asking Krishna what is the plan, we say, God, you use your hands and I'll use my head. We only want God's hands, but we don't have the faith that God's head also is more powerful than our head. So there is corrective vision. So in these three types of vision, defective, selective and corrective, Krishna doesn't reveal, because we are not ready to see the plan or to see the form of the Lord. We'll find some faults or try to correct We may say, tell Krishna, Krishna, why are you playing the flute? Why don't you play a guitar or a veena? So try to correct everything in God or everything in the world. And the fourth type of vision that is better or helps starts to help us to see the Supreme Lord or the devotees or the Guru properly is known as the respective vision. Respective vision is where we offer respect to the person when we see him or where we interact with him. Therefore, in our terminology, in Vaishnava terminology, we address every devotee as Prabhu, because you are seeing everybody as your master. So that is respective vision. You address every lady as Mataji. So that is offering respect. So that is respective vision, where you see every living entity, or Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that Pandita Samadarshana, he is able to see every living entity. In every living entity, the Supreme Lord is there. So that is respective vision. Even in Guru Puja, especially today is Loknath Goswami's disappearance day. So it was Narottam Das Thakur that composed the Guru Vandana prayer, Sri Guru Charana Padma prayers that we sing every Guru Puja. So in that, he says, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Vakati Sadhma. So Sadhma word seems to be interesting. In Hindi, Sadhma means a deep regret or some kind of accident that has happened. So waking up in the 4 a.m. in the morning and then coming and so is it that kind of sadhma? Ki isko sadhma pohuncha, iske liye idhar pohunch gaya. The sadhma, it is a Bengali word. Sadhma means house. Where is the house of bhakti? It is at the lotus feet of the spiritual master, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Bhakti Sadhma. Vanda Mui Savadana Mate. And therefore, Bandho means, oh my friends, please approach the lotus feet of Guru with Savadan. Savadan means Jao Mat, Savadan Raho, not that. But please approach the lotus feet of the spiritual master with great care and respect. If you don't have respective vision for the Guru or for the Vaishnavas or the Lord, then the mercy of the Lord is not revealed. And the last vision is known as, I don't know if this word exists, but I just coined it for just making it defective, selective, corrective, then respective, is effective vision, where the vision is filled with affection. That's what Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. So when that, after respect, you respect, but then you develop deep love for the Guru or for the Supreme Lord. And with that love, then you will be able to actually see the Supreme Lord properly. So currently we are in these three defective, corrective and selective visions. So hopefully if we at least act on the respective vision, offer everything, either living or non-living with proper respect, then slowly, as following, we will develop the effective vision also. And till we develop that vision, how do we know how to act? How do we know what is reality, what is the proper way to deal? And that's where the great souls come into picture. That it is by their actions and by their behavior, can we understand what is the proper religious principles. Therefore, in the Mahabharata, the verse is there, Tarko pratishto shratayo vinna nasa vrishir yasya matam na bhinnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena gata sapanta. The real religious principles are known by the behavior of the great personalities. Otherwise, dry logic, arguments won't help us to reach the conclusion. And there is in knowledge, there is two types of knowledge. One is known as dead knowledge, another is known as living knowledge. And dead knowledge is it is just like a body. The body is there, the body of knowledge is there, but the spirit is lost. And when the spirit is lost, that body, that knowledge is not helpful. And sometimes we have that knowledge, we try to pass it on, and others get affected, others get helped, but we don't see any transformation in us. Because in our life, that knowledge is not living. But, so when the Guru gives some knowledge, so that knowledge can either become a dead knowledge or a living knowledge, based on whether you maintain the spirit of that knowledge which the Guru has given. And that spirit or the is the blessings or the teachings, the main essential teachings that the spiritual master has given. And especially today, Loknath Goswami, so from one or two episodes of his life, we can see how he revealed some of the religious principles or dharma, or what way we need to act in the world. And Loknath Goswami used to say that anyone who reads Srimad Bhagavatam, he is my friend. So, we are all fortunate that today, because we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, that he has accepted us as our friend. We may always respect and worship the acharyas, but this is a phrase that anyone who reads Srimad Bhagavatam, he is my friend. And Narottam Das Thakur, he composed a pranam mantra for Loknath Goswami. It's a short mantra. I hope you can repeat after me. I'll just read line by line, so 4 lines, and you can try to repeat with me, especially because today is Loknath Goswami's disappearance. Srimad Radha Vinodaika Seva Sampat Samanvitam Padmanabhatmajam Srimal Lokanatha Prabhum Bhaje. I worship the lotus feet of Sri Loknath Prabhu, the son of Sri Padmanabh. He is a storehouse of single-minded service to the lotus feet of Shishi Radha Vinod. So, I'll just take 3 episodes, short episodes from his life. Loknath Goswami was staying in, he was a classmate of Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu understood that Loknath Goswami cannot take my sannyas leela, he told him to go to Vrindavan. And because Loknath Goswami was ordered by Mahaprabhu, it's not that he just started living. It is said that he went to every Vaishnava in Navadvip and begged at their lotus feet to give him the blessings to go for this mission, go for this order, to execute this order. Same way Srila Prabhupada, when he was told to leave Vrindavan, he went to all the Vaishnavas to give their, take their blessings. And when the Vaishnavas were not ready to take, give blessings, how can you go overseas? Then Gaurang Bhut tells that story of, he said that the Srimad Bhagavatam has to go to the western countries. Please bless that this it can go. And everybody was happy. Yes, the Srimad Bhagavatam should go to the go abroad. And then Prabhupada said that, but somebody has to carry, somebody has to be their servant. So please also give me blessings that I can take them. So here Loknath Goswami, he fell at the feet of every Vaishnava in Navadvip, and he begged their blessings and mercy to go to Vrindavan. Sometimes some senior devotee may order us something, and we take that order, and then we neglect all the other Vaishnavas that may be there. That mujhe order mila hai, I am doing this. But Loknath Goswami was showing what is the way to approach Vrindavan. Even if we are ordered to go to Vrindavan, still we have to take all the blessings of the devotees before we can approach that dham. And another lesson that we can learn is that when in somebody's heart, a pure devotee's heart, a great soul's heart, a desire comes, it is not coming out of their mind. The desire, when another name of the desire is Manorath, it is riding on the mental wave. But a great soul's desire is actually manifestation of Krishna's desire. So when Loknath Goswami was one of the first who went to Vrindavan, even before the Goswamis, so it was filled with tribals and wild animals. There were no places. And he was given the same orders as the other Goswamis to reveal the holy places, that are there in Vrindavan. So when he was doing this intense bhajan and going different places, Krishna wanted to be worshipped by him. And therefore, he manifested at the banks of Kishorikund in Umrao. He manifested a tribal came and said that, "I have these deities, please take them." And then out of nowhere, he has this Radha Vinod, very small, you might have seen in Jaipur, very small deities. And the deity spoke to him, "Please feed me, I am hungry." And then Loknath Goswami, he fed very happily. And he said that he used to carry the deity on his neck. He used to have a cloth bag, and in the cloth bag he used to carry the deities. So it is a very strange tradition. What is this carrying the deities are supposed to be at one place, not moving, but here he is constantly moving. And many, when they saw Loknath Goswami traveling like this, they came and offered that, we'll build a nice big temple for the Radha Vinod. Why don't you accept? But he was so renounced that he didn't want to take any facilities except bare minimum. But this was directly the service of the Lord. The Lord should have a temple. Like Prabhupada prayed in Radha Ras Bihari, "Please stay here, I'll build a nice temple for you." But, and here offers were coming and Loknath Goswami was rejecting. The reason that is explained is that Loknath Goswami's main mission for coming to Vrindavan was not to worship the deities but to excavate the holy places. That was the order that was given. And he used to think that if I have a temple at one place, then I have to stay at that place. And if I stay at one place, how will I go and search all over Vrindavan to find the holy places? And that will also obstruct me. Say sometimes I am very late. I go to some place trying to search for different holy sites. And if it is late for me to come back, I will offend the Lord if I don't do the Lord the service on time. Like it is said, two main principles of deity worship is punctuality and cleanliness. So if I am not punctual in worshipping the Lord, because of my service demands that, I can be anywhere. So therefore he was constantly traveling. And so the Lord's order that was given, he took it as his life and soul. And any other facility or opportunity that he got to worship the deities, he accommodated that within the main order of the Lord. And it is said that because Vrindavan is the heart of Lord, Mahaprabhu says, "Mora mana Vrindavan." The heart of the Lord is Vrindavan, that is where his heart lies. So because he took that as his life and mission to excavate all the holy places in Vrindavan, because he went close to Krishna's heart, Krishna came close to the devotee's heart. Sadavo hridayam mayam, sadunam hridayam va. That because Loknath Goswami came close to the Lord's heart, the Lord came to close to Loknath Goswami's heart. And so in this way he showed us that when multiple orders come in our life, it's not that we accept one thing and then we reject the other things. The main mission that is there of the preaching mission or to excavate the holy places or to reveal the dham to the world that has been given by Mahaprabhu, that is the main criteria, and all others have to be adjusted with that. And so this is wonderful pastime that is showing what way we should adjust our services or what priority we should give. And the last with which I will end is the famous story of Loknath Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur's taking Diksha. So, and Narottam Das Thakur was acting in the proper mood of a menial servant. But I was thinking that there are two types of servant. One is a menial servant and another is a denial servant. Denial servant means anything that comes, first thing is he denies, and then he sees, okay, if I'll be able to do it, then, and if there is too much pressure, then somehow he adjusts. But Narottam Das Thakur was so eager to serve Loknath Goswami, but he was not giving any chance, because Loknath Goswami was constantly traveling. Now we have experience, if the spiritual master is traveling constantly, then the servant can't serve him properly. He doesn't have the facility or the place where he goes, the servant cannot go. So, because Loknath Goswami was constantly traveling because of his mission to find the holy places, and how many holy places did he excavate? He excavated 333 holy places in Vrindavan. So, mammoth task to discover all these holy places, 333. So, because Loknath Goswami was constantly traveling, Narottam Das Thakur didn't get any opportunity to serve him. व्यक्ति एक जगह रहेगा तो फिर उसको उसका सेवा कर सकते. सो देयरफॉर ही वाज सर्चिंग, इट इज सेड ही वाज सर्चिंग फॉर 2 इयर्स फॉर सम सर्विस. 2 साल के लिए ढूंढ रहे थे. एंड देयरफॉर इट इज सेड वन हू वेट्स ही आल्सो सर्व्स. इफ यू आर ईगरली वेटिंग, देयरफॉर इन ए होटल द पर्सन हू सर्व्स यू इज नोन एज ए वेटर. ही डजंट कम एंड डिमांड ऑन यू, मुझे कुछ सेवा दो. व्हेन यू कॉल द वेटर कम्स. So therefore it is said, one who waits and prepares himself and is eager, he also serves. So Narottam Das Thakur was looking for an opportunity for 2 years. And then he finally found out that there is one thing that he constantly does. That he responds to the calls of nature at one place, no matter where he is. And now he found something steady that he could focus on. So therefore he went and started cleaning that place. And that's how Loknath Narottam Das Thakur, otherwise what is this, trying to find something that is totally menial and trying to do? No, he was eager for some service, and in this was the only service that was available for him. And therefore he went and started cleaning, and when Loknath Goswami saw, he was bewildered. How can such son of a such big zamindar, landlord, be so humble and menial? And then Mahaprabhu also ordered him that please give him initiation. So very interesting combination, Loknath Goswami, only one disciple, and Narottam Das Thakur, multiple thousands of disciples. So Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, when he gives commentary on this, he says that there are Babajis, that are Goshtyanandis, and there are Babujis or preachers. Loknath Goswami was a Babaji, and Narottam Das Thakur was a preacher, one who went, or in today's Babaji and Babuji, somebody who goes and preaches the message all wide. Same way, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he was just one place, only one disciple. But that disciple was so powerful, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, that he made hundreds of disciples. So there is a wise, nice quote that he says. I'll end with this, Bhakti Sridhar Maharaj. A Vaishnava should not be judged only by the amount of work that he shows outwardly. His success is at the disposal of the divine will. Krishna awards service to a particular person according to his own choice and enables that person to carry out that service. So Loknath Goswami also pleased somebody who was doing bhajan, and Narottam Das Thakur also pleased the Supreme Lord. So, this with some stories of Loknath Goswami, you can see what is the way this curtain that is in front of us, either of effect of ignorance, can be removed from us. And if we practice this either respective vision or effective vision instead of selective or defective or corrective, we'll be able to someday see and please the Supreme Lord. So, I end here. Thank you very much for your kind attendance, and if there was anything that was inappropriate, please forgive me, and if anything that was useful, please accept it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.